And joining us right now, let's get an update from the National Farmers Union Convention. It's been happening the last couple of days in New Orleans, Louisiana. Joining us now from the South Dakota Farmers Union, Rob Lee. Rob, thanks so much for the time. How have things been at the National Convention in the Big Easy?
Hey, thanks for the opportunity to talk with you. Things have been fun down here. It's been good to see people I've come to know from across the country over the years, and it's something I always look forward to in the springtime, is getting back together with them and seeing how their year shook out last year and just catching up in general.
Well, I know a lot of things to talk about, no doubt, at this year's convention. So many things happening geopolitically around the world that are a big flashpoint right now in agriculture and more broadly. Things with ag policy on D.C.'s Capitol Hill. I mean, there's a lot going on. What were some of the key items that delegates talked about here over the weekend at the convention?
Yeah, it's interesting because every year it's a new set of concerns. You know, some get regurgitated from year to year, but the two that have really stood out to me so far, one that's taken a fair amount of time, is data centers. Buying up farmland or trying to move into communities. And it just seems like there's some skepticism by those that are participating here on how fast do we want to dive into that. There are delegations from Eastern United States that have, I think, to quote numbers, you know, I think in South Dakota we have 30 to 50 maybe total, and her particular county has 190, and to see what it's done to ag land values as these big dollar backed places come in and start fighting with farmers for farm ground, kind of put us at a disadvantage as far as access to land. So, you know, I think it's trying to balance the being progressive and driving economic development with putting ourselves at a disadvantage in the future for short-term gain. So that's been a big topic.
Well, and that's an interesting one you bring up, because it seems more and more we see a news story from some section of the heartland where it's such and such X company wants to build a data center and they're looking at, you know, prime farmland because that's the space they need. But to that end, we know there's a lot of pushback when it comes to, you know, harming soil, water quality, et cetera, et cetera. So it seems like, to your point, there's still a lot of uneasiness surrounding this across the Midwest right now, Rob.
Yeah. Balancing, like I said, progressiveness and development. Trying not to get out ahead of our skis on it and put ourselves in a worse position 10 years from now, or our children in a worse position. So that's been a big topic. The other one that really resonates with me and my neighbors, talking about U.S. Fish and Wildlife, wetland easements. And this is something that it's a real passion point for me. We've got on our own farm easements that were signed back in the 1960s. And it's become evident over the course of time that on the other side of it, U.S. Fish and Wildlife, they're happy to maneuver the contract in a way that suits their needs without any input from us. So one of the pieces of language that we got put into policy this year was, you know, we'd ask for the ability to renegotiate or buy out some of these easements, if for no other reason than to make a better partner on the other side with U.S. Fish and Wildlife. And I know that's something that's real important to us in the Prairie Pothole region, and same with our counterparts in North Dakota.
Also wondering, trade, tariffs, farm bill. We've seen a little bit of movement on that farm bill out of the House Ag Committee. Any thoughts on those? What were some of those conversations like at the convention the last several days?
Yeah, we've had a lot of conversations in regards to those things. You know, here at Farmers Union, we're no stranger to the idea of trying to bust up consolidation in agriculture. And I think as we look at kind of some geopolitical uncertainty, you're starting to see where that consolidation is rearing its ugly head again. Fertilizer price doing what it does, fuel spiked as of late, and you know, we'd like to see where more suppliers enter the marketplace, find a fair price for us on the input side. As far as selling our products, you know, there's nobody's under any false pretenses that we do have a big crop to sell from last year. It was a big one, particular in our area. I think the answer is to look at domestic usage, try to capture as many dollars as we can here in our local economy, and to keep expanding markets throughout the world, and maybe have less reliance on one or two countries to really carry the basket for us when it comes to trade. Let's try to develop new partnerships and make sure they're strong and good going forward.
Rob, any other final thoughts? Anything else you'd mention to folks as we think about what's been happening there on the ground in New Orleans the last couple of days at the National Farmers Union Convention?
You know, I think my last thought, this is kind of how I opened when I got down here talking to other board members, is, you know, we've had a little bump up in price kind of because of instability, I suspect. We sold some calves a few weeks ago. They brought real good money. There's portions of my operation that I'm optimistic about, and I encourage everybody listening to try to find something on their operation to be optimistic about as well. It's a large part of farming. You got to be an optimist.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more with that. Appreciate the time and the insight and joining us to tell us more about what's been happening at the National Farmers Union Convention in New Orleans. South Dakota Farmers Union Representative Rob Lee, thanks for joining us. Good to talk with you, sir. Safe travels back home, and we'll talk to you again soon.
All right. Thanks for your time.